Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single daily Leinishmas, Sora Malka Bas Rabbi Yitzchak. We are learning Masechta Mikvos. We are in the second parak Mishnayos, Zion and Ches. We know certain rules exist by a mikvah. One of them is that the water that's gathered from the mikvah cannot be gathered by a human being pouring the water in. That's called she'uven. That is a psul. That is a ruining of the mikvah. However, what makes something she'uven is a matter of a number of different types of debates. Today's two debates will take place between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua. Haminiach kan kanim b'rosh hagag. Let's say a person puts jars on his roof, and he puts them up there, lenagvan, so that they should dry out. V'nismalu mayim, and instead they became filled with rainwater. Now, it's not she'uven just because the jars became filled with water, because they filled it with water against his will. So Rabbi Yezer says, look, im onas gishamim hi, if it's the rainy season, or im yesh bo kemat mayim babar, or if there's water in the rainwater in the pit, so yishaber, he can break these jars and allow the water to flow out on its own. Bimlav lo yishaber, but otherwise you can't break them and allow the water to go on their own, because it's going to be considered tfisas yedei adam, being held by a human being, and therefore the water is going to be considered she'uvim. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Rabbi Yeshua disagrees. He says, benkach u benkach, whether or not if it's rainy season, and whether or not he knew about other rainwater that was in the pit, yishaber o yichbe, he can either break it or he can even tilt it, because Rabbi Yeshua doesn't require that some other rainwater be included in the mikveh. The mikveh can be made up entirely of the water in the jars, and as long as he doesn't pick them up off the ground, it's not called tfisas yedei adam, that he picked that up and poured the water. The only thing is, says Rabbi Yehoshua, aval lo ya'ara, he can't pour out the water. He can't pick up the jars off the ground and pour out the water. That's called tfisas yedei adam. So again, Rabbi Yeshua disagrees with Rabbi Eliezer in regard to requiring extra rainwater, and he allows tilting so long as you don't pick up the jar off the ground. We follow Rabbi Yeshua on both points. The Mishnah continues, Hasayad Sheshachach Atzitz Babar V'Nismali Mayim. Let's say we have a cistern, and we plaster it in order for it to be made waterproof. And the plasterer's pot was left inside the cistern. V'nismali mayim, and it became filled with water, with the rainwater of the cistern. And so therefore the amount left, aside from the jar, is less than 40 sub. Simayu amayim tzafim al gabav kolshu, if the surface level of the mikvah is higher than the pot, and so therefore what? The water in the pot never separated from the rest of the mikvah. Yishaber, so break the pot, and let it continue to be part of the mikvah. But if not, he can't do it. He's ruined the mikvah, and he's got to allow a proper amount of water to get inside. That is Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. Again, consistent with what he said before, even if it's in a pot, and he didn't do anything to it, it could be a problem for the mikvah. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, ben kach u ben kach yishaber. On the other hand, Rabbi Yeshua disagrees. He says it doesn't matter whether the mikvah overflows the pot. He can break the pot and use it in the mikvah. In Rabbi Yeshua's opinion, it was never she'uven because the plasterer had no das, he had no interest that the pot should become filled with water. And so therefore, it lacks the das. And even according to Rabbi Yeshua, though he can't pick up the pot and pour it back into the mikvah, that would be a problem of tfis eshuvim ayidei tfis asidei adam. And of course, once again, we paskin like Rabbi Yeshua in this situation. We'll stop here, and Be'ezus Hashem will continue tomorrow morning, thus closing out the second parak. Everybody have a fantastic day.